At the Norman's Kill Farm on the outskirts of Albany, sheep are grazing on a hillside, which at first seems overgrown and neglected. But in fact, it's just the opposite. This pastoral scene is a carefully monitored science experiment, complete with graduate students and two border collies.
Lie. That'll do. Good girl.
Meet Dr. Gary Klappel. He's a professor of biology at SUNY Albany, and he's the head shepherd here, studying a technique called targeted grazing, which uses domesticated animals to control invasive plants.
One of the dogmas that existed for a long time was that grazing is a negative process. It hurts plants. But, you know, plants and grazers have co-evolved for millions of years.
He's found that with the right approach, his flock of sheep can have positive impacts on an ecosystem like this farm.
With 12 days of grazing, we're seeing 50 to 60% more species on those grazed landscapes than we saw in an ungrazed landscape. To me, that's almost at the edge of believable biology.
Here's how it works. The sheep are turned loose into a paddock that's overrun with an invasive species. They'll often start to eat that targeted plant, but if they don't, Klappel draws them closer to it using lightweight electrified fencing. The technique has been practiced for years, overseas and in the American West, but it's gaining new ground in the Northeast. Here at the farm, the sheep are feasting on a thorny invasive called multiflora rose. Giant hogweed is another plant menacing New York. Its toxic leaves can span 6 feet and cause blisters, scarring, and even blindness to humans. But Klappel's breed of black face sheep eat it for breakfast.
The toxin is negated. It doesn't have any effect. But the plant has as much as 20% protein, which is better than the best feed I can possibly get.
This summer, Klappel's project is funded by New York's Department of Environmental Conservation. The state agency is hoping to find more natural ways of controlling invasive plants.
One of the ways that they do that suppression is with herbicides. But there's a real problem with a conservationist using herbicides. They just don't like that.
But DEC staffers do like what they see here. Klappel and his students are working to determine how targeted grazing might be used on state lands throughout New York. One of those students is Caroline Girard. This is her third summer tending sheep as part of her doctoral research in biology.
I think people are finally starting to understand that when you apply a chemical on a plant, it doesn't just stay on that plant, it doesn't just kill that plant. Once the plant dies, those chemicals go somewhere.
Girard points out that another advantage of the sheep is that they're low maintenance. Tending them only takes a couple of hours on a busy day. It remains to be seen whether or not targeted grazing could be used on a wider scale, but researcher Dr. Klappel is confident the technique has merit.
Best thing we can do is just let animals be animals, plants be plants, you know, and just be patient. Nature figured this out a long time before we did.
In Albany, Marie Cusick for InnovationTrail.org.